This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, Enterprise Biz Bites. Jeff Sandhu, Christine Wong, and Audrey Raj. What do we have on Twitter?
Okay, so on Twitter, we actually have a Gilbert C who says, Bus Mini is not such a bad idea. Mm. I survived it through the years, and yes, electrified ones will be much more environmentally friendly for sure. And the best part is that the acceleration of electric vehicles is much better than diesel vehicles, so hang on for the ride of your life.
Yes.
We also have from our very own Arvind Yuvaraj, hello, who says, Bus Mini for the win. Plus, it has hipster cred now. So you know millennials and Gen Zers will hop in one for social media purposes. I totally agree with that because I would so take a selfie with a Bus Mini. It's pink. Come on. It's great. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
What do we have on WhatsApp?
On WhatsApp, Andy Cole says he wants to bring back the Bus Mini, and he also wants the electric tuk-tuk as well for short distance.
Yay, tuk-tuks. I love tuk-tuks. Yes, bring them, please.
Then Iz says, come on, Malaysians. Let's think to be healthy. Get a bicycle, ride to the MRT station, and grab your train.
Bro, the weather,
bro. But carry your umbrella.
Yeah, bro. Weather, bro.
Yeah. And then there's this one from Cheong Wai Kwan who says, yes, bring back electric BMW. I live near Pusat Bandar Damansara MRT station, but it's a bit too far to walk to it in the middle of the day, and there's no bus plying the inner streets of Damansara. Hence, I end up driving into Bukit Bintang when I would much rather take the MRT. So he wants those little nifty buses back.
Yeah. You know, again, goes back to Arvind's point, and I think we've said it before on the show. It's like, you know, it's a cool thing. You go to a lot of festivals, they all, you know, talk about, they have this bookstore that's actually made from the Bus Minis, right?
Yes,
They repurpose this Bus Mini.
School buses
and stuff. So you walk into the front of the bus and it's actually a bookstore. And then you walk out to the back of the entrance. So I'm like, you know, that's so amazing. People love the Bus Mini or the school buses. Bring them back, make them smaller, because the Rapid KL buses are way too big. The timings are all over the place, you know. So make them smaller and make them more frequent. I think maybe that will work. Make them hybrid for now, because they are hybrid already for the Intrakota, the Rapid KL buses. Mm. So they are hybrid. Make the smaller hybrid buses, and then later on invest in, you know, automation and also electric vehicles where you have charging points. It's not like the technology is not there. It's already there. Singapore's doing it. Why can't we?
So you know what happened in Arlington, Texas, is the ride sharing service there, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called AVT or VT or something. AVI maybe. They've actually taken on feeder vans, right? And they're cool. They're air conditioned,
nice.
And they've got about 10 at every other metro stations, and they zip around into the close by neighborhoods offering your last mile service. So maybe that's something that our pink BMWs can do.
Yeah, I love it as well, pink BMW. Also, because I came across a story on BBC saying that a growing number of tech analysts are predicting that in less than 20 years, we'll all have stopped owning cars, and what's more, the internal combustion engine will actually be consigned to the dustbin of history. It's a very big claim, and if you're skeptical, you could be right. But the argument that a unique convergence of new technology is poised to revolutionize personal transportation is more persuasive than you think. So they showed a photograph that was taken back in 1990 on Fifth Avenue in New York. And if you go online on the article, that we will have it on the podcast page, the question is, can you spot the car in this picture taken back in 1900s in New York in Fifth Avenue? Can you spot the car? You can't, because it's just filled with horses.
It's horse carriages, yeah.
1913, 13 years after, the question is, can you spot the horse? Because it completely changed the way that, you know, granted people say it's like, yeah, that's from a horse, from an animal to a car, you know, but this time we're talking about from a car to technically a robot, because it's just going to be autonomous. They're going to be driving themselves. Uber and also other networked taxi companies, they've already changed the way we moved in most major cities. An Uber driver or its rivals, usually just a couple of minutes away, and they charge less than established taxis. Now, if you take the driver out of these, you know, ride-hailing apps, whether it's Uber, Grab, and all the taxis and stuff, you could probably cut the cost by at least 50%. Yes. This is the running cost itself, because you don't have to pay the drivers. Granted, the R&D side could be really expensive, but it's the initial stage. Mm. Now, how to make this work is, so UK said that they're hoping to fully authorize the first fully autonomous cars as early as 2021. Now, where this will kickstart a revolution is it only takes one city to prove that the technology is safe and useful, and the rest of the world will follow very, very quickly. And self-driving cars can cut costs and your time, your travel time as well. And most likely in the future, in less than 20 years' time, you may not actually need to buy a car. So, Christine, you don't own a car right now.
I do not own a car, no.
Do you think in the near future you would probably be buying a car if we fix the MRT solutions and we fix the ride-hailing apps and stuff like that?
Okay, so when I lived in both Bangkok and the UK, for example, I took public transport all of the time. I took either a cab, or I took a train, or I took an overhead train, or I took a bus, or something like that. And now that I'm back here in Malaysia, I've been kind of forced to learn how to drive. and so I'm kind of working on that now, or kind of take a Grab, as I've mentioned before, and also many times on BizBytes as well. But if public transportation gets to the point where I don't need to drive, I'm not going to buy a car. Yeah. Why would I spend money on something I don't need? Basically.
Exactly that.
Yeah, so I think that honestly, I think this article is totally right, and I get the feeling that cars, as we know them, will slowly fade out of existence.
It's already happening. I used to drive to work every day, and I did it for more than 10 years. But now I'm actually taking a Grab, or I walk, or I take public transport wherever I can, just because it's more economical, I think.
Easier.
Yeah, there's a bit of a wait, but that allows me the time to catch up on my reading or Instagramming. And I think it works for me, so I don't really miss the driving.
Yeah, so I take about 45 minutes of commute time in my car. And, you know, just before, like today, for example, I got into my car about 20 minutes earlier than my usual time. I got into my car, turned on my car, let the car warm up. And I was actually, you know, caught, you know, replying emails and finding out stories that we can talk about today and figure out angles and stuff. I was actually working. And then I realized, hang on a minute, I'm not at office yet. I'm still stuck at home in my car. I got to start driving. If there was an autonomous vehicle or like one of those, you know, services that it's cost effective for me, because Grab from my home to the office is an arm and a leg for
me.
It's too much for me. But if there is a future in the, you know, in the near future, there is a service that, you know, would help me to do this, I would actually get a lot more work done because I get stuck in traffic jams for a long time.
Yeah. Or I could nap. That'd be great.
Also, Jeff, you know, this story, just the headline, you could have already bought your last car. That just means that Christine will never buy her first
car.
And I will sell my car. I'll never sell my current car as well.
Exactly. Yeah, just think about that.
Recycle them. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Turn them into bookstores.
Everyone's just going to rush to, you know, all the secondhand car dealers and it's like, I need to sell my car right now. Don't do that just yet, because hopefully they bring back the electric pink bus mini, because that was our main story for today. We are asking you, should we bring back the bus mini for the MRT shuttle services? And then following that, we had another story.
We had a story about, should laptops and phones and tech in general be banned from meetings, hopefully to improve productivity?
Then that story about Google helping you screen your phony calls using its call screen feature that was just introduced via the Pixel 3.
Phony.
Anyways, Pixel 3 Google, if you're listening to this, I am very disappointed in you. Go and check out my Twitter rant, because I really am very angry. Also, story 4 is why you may have already bought your last car. If you have, then good on you. If you're planning to buy one, maybe you want to hold it up for just a few more years. Anyways, Breakfast Grill replay is coming up next. What lessons should Malaysia take into account in charting its economic future? The Breakfast Grill asked Cambridge economist Ha Jun Chang for his thoughts on Malaysia's economic development, missed opportunities along the way, and key goalposts to strive forwards. That's all coming up at 1 p.m. This has been Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Audrey Raj.
And Christine Wong.
Enjoy the rest of the programming hours. And also, we will be podcasting this stories very very soon. So you can get it on BFM.my and also on the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.